And Chevron and Parshas told us, we're introduced to Esav HaRasha. And Esav is the epitome, the quintessential Bar Tuma, the one we look at as our enemy, B'gashmi u'beruchni. Throughout all of history, Esav soines Yaakov. And mamish, we have to destroy Esav HaRasha. And if we go, we've said over this Torah before, the Shelag Hashem Shmuel explains that in a few weeks, Parashos, when Yaakov Avinu, for many years, is away from Esav, after Esav wants to kill him, after he takes the brachos in this parasha, so when's he ready to meet up with Esav again? Only after the birth of Yosef HaTzadik. When Yosef is born, he's ready, and based on a pasuk, which is explained, that Yosef is basically the fire, the flame that's going to burn up Esav. Now Yosef is a little baby. Yosef is a tinok, is a baby. What does it mean that Yosef is the power that could defeat Esav? That after many years, now he can meet up with Esav and defeat Esav. So Shem Shmuel explains, as we've often spoken at this table, the essence of a person can be seen in their names. We spoke earlier about the koyach of names and Yaakovino being named by Hashem himself. The essence, the mahus of a person, the character of the person can be seen in their names. Esav, as we said earlier tonight, was Asu. Esav comes milashon that he's a finished product. Esav's biggest threat to Bnei Yisrael wasn't a physical threat, but that he'd be together with us and teach us, lo aleinu, that we don't need to grow anymore. We don't need to work on ourselves anymore. Be happy and satiated with who you are and who you've been. I've accomplished a lot. I'm good. I'm happy with what I have. Sameach b'chelkul my growth, chas v'shalom. Esav Asu. Yaakovinu knew that's not who he wants to be associated with. He knew he can't have his people near Esav in such a way. So who could defeat Esav? Yosef. When Yosef is born, Yosef is milashon asaf, to grow, to gather, to work on myself, to be more. That's the koyach to defeat Esav. But I think the emesis started already now in this week's parasha. Because Yaakov is milashon ekev, heal. Yaakov already himself, we know, Yaakov goes and fights Bisaro Shal Esav and defeats the Saro Shal Esav in Parshas Vayishlach. Because Yaakov is Milashon Ekev, the heel. Because Yaakov understood the heel is the lowest part of the body. Yaakov looked at himself, and as much as he accomplished, he's one of the Avos. He was sitting learning Torah day and night, Yoshev Ohalim. He says, I need more. I never have enough. I look at myself as a heel. I have to become more. I have to grow. Yaakov Avinu is 63 years old. And he leaves his parents' house. His father says it's time to go get married. And instead of going straight to get married, he stops for 14 years and learns in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, as we know Rashi explains in next week's parasha. He's already 63, Yaakov. You have to be holding Kol HaTorah already. Time to get married. I need more. I need to work on myself more. I'm only Ekev. What do we call the leaders of Bnei Yisrael? We call the Talmidei Chachamim. You know what a Talmid Chacham is? You know who a great leader of Bnei Yisrael is? Someone who's always a Talmid, always a student, always learning. I'm always looking to be more. That was Yaakov, Milashon Ekev. That was Yosef looking to grow. Keneged Esav, who's Asu. Thus is our avodah, to always be working ourselves. Thus is our avodah, to always be growing. You know, it's an amazing thing. When animals are born, many of the animals, they're born and immediately they could walk and immediately they could go on their own, and their mamish have like all their koiches. And when human beings are born, little babies, b'shatoy moslachas, l'manyam, you'll see soon, mamish helpless. You have to do everything for them. First of all, that's a lesson to parents, that your whole life, parents, your avodah should be just giving, giving, giving to your children. But it's also because the avodah of a human being is to always be growing. The avodah of a human being is to always be working yourself. I need to be more. I need to work on myself. I don't want to be a finished product. I don't need to be a finished product. I'm always Adam la'amal yulad. We were born la'amal to toil and to work on ourselves. That was the essence of Yaakov Avinu. That's the essence of Yosef HaTzadik. That's how we defeat Esav. We should all be zoicha, each and every one of us, to always be in a state of growth, always be growing, always be working ourselves. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Everyone should have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh